combat climate change, wider public support is needed. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Michael Gunter, professor of international relations at Rollins College, says travel might be one way to make people care.
When it comes to climate change, conflation of fact and fiction muddy our national discourse. It is true more Americans than ever better understand the threats our changing climate presents, even as President Trump continues to cast doubt on its science. That said, these same Americans remain unwilling to invest in climate change mitigation, according to a poll earlier this year by the Associated Press and the University of Chicago. Indeed, almost 70% of Americans declare they would not pay as little as $10 a month to reduce rising temperatures. Why, you ask? My work concentrates on this very question, identifying key characteristics of climate change that are too often misunderstood, from the scientific and economic to the social, cultural, and political. The goal here is simple: to implement effective climate change mitigation policies, wider public support for them is needed. People need to understand why $10 a month is actually quite a bargain. My research tackles this challenge by focusing expressly upon how public information is accessed, trumpeting the power of travel. This approach is all the more relevant in today's increasingly polarized political climate. Thoughtful travel helps citizens identify their common interests, strengthening our civil society. And looking to the fastest growing sector of travel, ecotourism offers a promising antidote to dangerous divisions within our country, encouraging rediscovery of what it truly means to be neighbors. That's a big deal. When it comes to climate change, we really are all in this together.
That was Michael Gunter of Rollins College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.